The Mishnah and the Gemara on Tezayin Amid Aleph, going over to Tezayin Amid Beis, deals with some issues in terms of the halachos lemoshe misinai that apply to mechitzos. Because the Mishnah on Tezayin Amid Aleph talks about if you're building the walls from the top down or from the bottom up, so you have to have a certain amount of space of the wall. So the Mishnah says as long as it's within 3 tefachim of the ground, it's good. But if it's more than 3 tefachim off the ground, it's no good. And the sheet of Rabbi Yossi is, no, as long as it's 10 tefachim, then it doesn't matter. Now, what are these concepts? The three concepts that are going on here that the Gemara discussed earlier on, but just to rehash what these concepts are, you have good asik mechitzta, good achis mechitzta, and lovud. Right? So good asik mechitzta means if you have a 10 tefach mechitza, then we view it as going straight up to Shemayim from the from the point of the 10 tefachim where it ends and onward. Good achis mechitzta is the same, just in the downward motion, where you have the walls of the sukkah going downward for 10 tefachim. So both of these are halachos lemoshe misinai. Obviously, in the physical world, you don't actually have yourself a mechitza there, but in the halachic world, you do. And the last one that's most relevant to us, generally speaking, is lavud. Lavud means that anything that's within 3 tefachim of its of the next, adjoining part of the mechitza is kisasum dami. That's considered that it's a kasher mechitza because it's ki'ilu, it's filled in with a neutral substance that the mechitza continues after you have the little separation over there. So basically, in this case, we are machshir the walls of this sukkah, either if it's within 3 tefachim of the ground, you machshir it as if it's attached to the ground via lavud. If it's 10 tefachim up to the, and then there's a huge airspace between the schach and the walls, so then you machshir it's as if they go all the way up to the schach with good asik mechitzta. And if it's too high off the ground, as long as it's 10 tefachim, so you say good achis mechitzta, where it goes downward. What you find in terms of using these tools nowadays is the idea of lavud in a canvas sukkah, which is very, very helpful. Basically, a lot of canvas sukkahs, they build them very well, but in the end of the day, there's a lot of flapping of the walls on a windy day. Now, flapping of the walls might not be a huge problem. They quote in the name of the Chazon Ish, as long as the walls don't flap more than 3 tefachim in either direction, it's acceptable. So if you have a well-built canvas sukkah, that won't flap that much. But according to Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, if the walls flap even a little bit, he says you can't call something a wall if there's a point on the earth that's sometimes inside the wall and sometimes outside the wall, sometimes inside, sometimes outside. And that's essentially what flapping is. And therefore, Rav Shlomo Zalman was against the sukkahs that flap at all. So they solved this issue by creating virtual walls out of lavud, which means that a lot of these canvas sukkahs, they come with the opportunity to buy strings or belts, that you can wrap around the frame of the sukkah and create lavud walls, which is that they'll have like 3 or 4 different spots where you can wrap the entire area where the canvas is with these straps that don't flap in the wind, and now you're creating yourself a virtual wall because you'll have 4 of them and they're, let's say, spaced 2 tefachim apart and within 3 tefachim of the ground, and now you have a virtual wall that the airspace in between the belts is filled in because of lavud, and that creates a 10 tefach mechitza that stays steady. In fact, someone told me in Eretz Yisrael, there are some canvas sukkahs that they don't even bother putting up the canvas. They want to have a well-ventilated sukkah because I guess it's a little hotter, and therefore they want the wind to blow through, so they basically just have the frame, the schach on top of the frame, and the fake lavud walls, which are enough because they're halachic walls, even though they're not real walls. You could decide whether you want to have such a thing. But the mice, at the end of the day, this Mishnah and Gemara are discussing creating these virtual walls based on these halachos lemoshe misinai that are valid min haTorah and min derabbanan, even though you can't actually see the wall.